with Tanya and Steve, one in which Steve confessed something naughty to his beautiful wife, Karen.
No, serious? Oh, no.
We'll get to that soon. But first, let's talk pocket money and what chores Tanya and Steve did as kids to receive cash off mum and dad.
I really had to do most things. I had to sweep with a hairbrush. I had to clean the toilets with a raccoon tail. The little birds that would flitter around and help me, kind of helped me through the day with a nice little sing-along.
Did they sing around?
Yeah. It was a bit like that.
Raccoon tail,
yep.
You say?
I was dressed in rags and...
Rags?
And I don't really remember getting too much other than a feed once a week. Yeah, that was probably about it.
You poor little thing, by the way.
Yeah.
You did it tough on your kid,
yeah.
Didn't you?
Yeah.
It's a pour off.
I think I've won.
What we would have given to afford a raccoon tail brush.
I had to hunt those myself.
Did you?
Yeah, out the back of Raymond Terrace. Yeah.
She wins.
Well done, Danielle. Justin Timberlake performed live at the Super Bowl this week, and on stage with JT was Beresfield local Xenia Bashford, who sang backing vocals. Now, Tanya and Steve spoke to Xenia hours after she left the stadium.
Hi, what's up, Tanya and Steve? How are you?
I have to ask, Xenia, if anyone over there asks you where you're from, do you say Barrow?
Listen, I'm a Barrow-Darrow, through and through.
That's our girl.
You take the girl out of Barrow, you can't take the Barrow out of the girl.
That's true.
How does a girl from Barrow end up being up on stage at the Super Bowl with JT? How did this all happen?
Well, I don't have small dreams. I have big dreams, and every time somebody told me to get a real job, I just said, yeah, okay. So I finally got one. And so I got one with Justin Timberlake.
You sure you're from Barrow?
Oh, my God. I know I've lost a lot of my accent. But listen, love, I still like the happy Barbies.
There she is.
A study came out this week which revealed that Aussie women are the most relaxed in the world when it comes to receiving a wolf whistle. And Steve told Tanya he thought this was just a given.
I've never understood why anyone would mind. It's a compliment, isn't it?
I think so.
Yeah.
I go with compliments.
No, wouldn't.
Yeah. And when I get them, as I regularly do, it's from a distance. I make sure I keep my head down so they can't actually see my head. And just keep walking and just own it. I don't want that shocked look if I look up and thanks, guys, and then go, oh, no, yeah. We take that back.
And I can steal a quote from Tanya, because the last time I said this on air, I got a mouthful. The quote is, you wouldn't want any of those wolf whistlers to see the ravages of time.
Exactly.
Walking down the street. There's a revolution happening on the roads, and it comes in the form of groups of men riding bicycles in terribly tight clothes. Tanya and Steve revealed that these blokes are known as mammals, middle-aged men in lycra.
This is where you need to do your David Attenborough voice.
Why?
Because they're everywhere, these animals that roam our suburbs in tight lycra on two wheels.
Grown men wearing tight pants on bicycles, known as the mammal.
That's it! And we've got one of those creatures. His name is Nick Bird, and he is one of those mammals. Hello, Nick.
Hello, hey, Jane. Absolutely a mammal. I'm proud of it.
Carefully watch this character as he rides his bicycle with sponsors he doesn't have.
Complete with bulging tummy and got to have the gear. And it's got to match. If it doesn't match, you're just going to look like a tool.
I love that, Nick, though. If it doesn't match, you'll look like a tool.
Yeah, but I think you got there before the matching part.
I want to ride my bicycle. I want to ride my bicycle.
Okay, Steve and I would never have picked Tanya for a Shania Twain fan, but during the week we heard that the Canadian pop star's touring the Hunter Valley this year, and Tanya really badly wants to go.
Didn't know you were a fan.
Well, I am a fan. Mm. In fact, I thought I could drag out my wedding dress and go up and see the concert and that relive that special moment that Mike and I got married, because it was our wedding song, one of her songs.
You got married to Feel Like a Woman?
Do you want me to play the song?
Well, can you?
Here it is.
I was about this point, Michael started crying. I don't know whether it was because he was marrying me or the song. You're not saying anything.
Sometimes in life, Tanya, the silence is the best approach.
Look, I don't really try and contribute too much on air to topical conversations with Tanya and Steve because, as I learnt this week, I'm not very good at it. Sometimes I forget to censor myself.
Sadly, there is one school in our state that needs over $3 million spent on it to bring it up to standard. And guess where it is?
Meh.
Newcastle High.
Jesus, are you going to sell it as a doer-upper?
I know.
Those basketball courts that used to double as tennis courts on the outside as you drive past near that roundabout, it just looks like a shambles.
What did you say? You didn't.
No, just it looks like a shambles.
You made a bit of a slip there, Roz. But we can't argue. You're right.
I forgot I was on the radio for a second.
That's made my day because, again, it's true.
And finally, Tanya and Steve's Couples Courts back for 2018, with Judge Tanya this week making Steve ring his wife Karen live on air and confess what his dog Baxter the Boxer has done at home.
I was just telling the guys how Baxter's been quite naughty the last couple of weeks, chewing up your sprinkling system and then your DVD yesterday and everything.
Oh, really? I hadn't noticed.
And a week and a half ago, he chewed up something else and I hadn't told you because I didn't want to upset you.
Oh, yay. What was it?
Go on. You're amongst friends.
You know the book that was on the coffee table?
No. Serious? Oh, no. I was wondering where it went.
You all right?
Did you really destroy the whole thing?
Yeah, into little pieces.
Oh, look, he's beautiful, dog, but he needs more toys.
Steve?
All right!
Have you noticed that she went straight to it's your fault, though?
Yeah.
I love that.
Do you love that? Look at time out there, mate.
It's not Baxter, it's all you. Wait till you get home.
Oh, she's having a ball.
Was Rosie's Rewind.
Sleep Zone, Warners Bay. Get any size Sealy or Sleep Maker mattress for the price of a single. Limited time only.
KOFM's Tanya and Steve for breakfast.